Praise the Lord. It is a privilege to stand before God and His people and testify of His works. And today I would be sharing something that has been close to my heart for around 4 or 5 weeks now, that the Jonita has been born. And as many of you know, that she came a little bit earlier than was expected, and we were a bit perturbed or scared about the situation, just with her being slightly underweight and things like that. But thank and praise God that you know, that He held us as a family in His hands. And the topic that I want to share about for leading us in worship is what really kept us going during that time. So, if I can start with praying and praising God, if we can bow our hearts in prayer. Father God, thank you and praise you for bringing us here in your name, Lord Jesus. And thank you and praise you that we have liberty, freedom, and peace most of all in you, Father God. Thank you and praise you for who you are in our lives. Thank you and praise you that you are in control. And lead and guide, Father God, even as I share, Father God, knowing that I myself am frail, Father God, and need to depend continually on you, Father God. Thank you and praise you, Father God, that we can stand in you, stand upon your strength of your word, Father God. And thank you and praise you that you are a mighty God who is our God. Pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So, if we can turn to Isaiah 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So here we find a few names about this description about the Messiah. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Verse 7 continues to say that his government and its peace shall never end. Jesus is the true source of our peace. He is peace himself. And he is the true source from which comes true peace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. If I'll just be reading the verse here. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. So we'll be going through the rest of the this portion of scripture soon. But the main thing that I wanted to the Holy Spirit wants us to understand is He is our peace. It is a peace of reconciliation which is spoken about here. Why did we need this peace? Did we have it before? No. That's what the word says. We didn't have this peace. And it is specifically the peace with God that it speaks about. No peace and no rest was a pattern in our lives, especially in my own life. In 1997 was when I first heard the gospel. And during that time, personally, I was going through a fair bit of depression and anxiety. And that's when one dear brother shared the gospel. And it was a gospel of peace that was shared to my heart, gospel of peace and hope. seeing no future and absolutely having no hope was the state that I was in at that point of time. And many of us do have this testimony that God has brought us this hope and peace that is in Him. This is God's way of peace. Romans chapter 3, 10 to 18, it says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." And there are a few portions of scripture, but Romans 5:10 says that we were God's enemies. Ephesians chapter 2:12 says, "We were without Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world." And so that was the state that I was in, and we were all in before we knew the Lord. And thank God that He is our peace. He is our strength and He is our refuge. If we can continue reading that portion of scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, 12. I'll just read that verse again and we will go up, right up to verse 18. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 to 18. At that time, ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both, that is the Jews and Gentiles, unto God in one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you, that is the gospel of peace that was preached to our hearts, which were afar off, we who were far off, and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both have access, that's the Jews and Gentiles, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. For in Him we have peace. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So if we believe, if there is anyone here who has not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the day, this is the time to turn our heart to Him and believe. Because we can have peace, not as the world gives, but the peace of Christ, peace of God that will come into our hearts, peace with God that will restore us in relationship to this mighty God who has made us. We who believe can believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, in what He has done on the cross for us, and His death, believing that He died for our sins, and has taken away our sins and punishment on the cross. And we can have peace with God because of what Jesus has died for us, or Jesus has done for us on the cross. We then can have peace with God. Before I knew the Lord, life was a burden. Everything, guilt and condemnation, was a part of my life. But I thank and praise God that He has rectified my own relationship with Him because of what Christ has done on the cross. And even as we worship today, help may God lead us once again to realize and remember once again that He is our peace, He who has made peace between us and the Father and God, He who has come for us and taken our place, taken our sins upon His own self. John 14:27 was the verse that really gave hope and peace during these days that I was speaking about last 5 weeks. Jonita is going well by God's grace. She's picking up with weight and things like that. But John 14:27 was a verse that really uplifted us as a family. If we can read that, in fact, in unison, if we can read it together, John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus promised two things before He left: the Comforter and His peace. And He says, peace I leave with you. He has not left us alone. He has given us His Comforter and His peace. True peace is very different from positive thinking or not having conflict or absence of conflict or having some good feeling about ourselves. True peace is very different. It comes actually from knowing that God is sovereign, God is in control, and that we can go before Him in prayer, that we can see from Philippians chapter 4, 6 to 7. I'll read it aloud. We don't necessarily have to turn to that portion, but so it's Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, peace with God and peace to go on in spite of circumstances and trials or whatever comes up in our lives. We have this God-given peace, which is not manufactured by anything within us or any good that is within us, but that is God's and God's alone. And even as we worship, may God lead us and guide us so that we may thank and praise God for His wonderful peace. For He is the Prince of Peace. He is a God of peace. And once again, if we have not committed our lives to the Lord, God can give us peace. The peace is in what Jesus has done for us on the cross. And if we struggle to go on in circumstances and trials, may God fill us with His peace, even as we come before Him. Let us bow our heart and our minds in prayer. Just a small short thing that I would like to read just before that. A small reading that I came across in recent times. So it basically goes like this. While strolling through an art gallery, A man came across a painting of Jesus hanging on the cross. The man stopped for a moment, captivated by this powerful illustration of Christ's love. As he looked into the agony-stricken face of Christ, the museum guard tapped his shoulder and he said, "The artist painted this piece to be viewed from a lower position," he said. The man bent down and from his lower stance noticed the beautiful intricacies in the painting he had not noticed before. But the guard said, "Lower still." The man took a knee and came onto the floor and looked into the face of Christ. This new perspective revealed even more striking details he had not seen. And motioning him towards the ground, this guard said, "Even lower. You still have to go down on both your knees and bend down, and you can see a bit more." The man, now on both knees, gazed into the eyes of Jesus. Only from this vantage point could he now see the perspective and that the artist had intended. Only from this vantage point could he see the full beauty of the cross. The same thing happens when we surrender ourselves before God in worship. Only when we humble ourselves before our glorious King will we begin to see the extent of His majesty. So may we come before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who's given us peace, who's given us rest, who's given us hope, who's given us faith within our hearts before, while we come to the Lord. May we bow down in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you and praise you for your wonderful hand upon our lives, Father God. Lord God, if we have not known you, Father, today is the day that we can know you, what you've done for us on the cross. We can believe in what you've done. Thank you and praise you, Father God, that you've given us peace with you, Father God. There is no more condemnation for our sins, Father God, because we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you and praise you, Holy God, that you continue to give us your peace day in and day out. Thank you and praise you, Father God, that we can look unto you, look unto your cross, look unto what you've done for us. Help us to continue to humble ourselves, Father God, and look unto you, Holy God. Lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.